Hey, it's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan. Thanks.
Insert name here.
For downloading the podcast brought to you by MyRepublic.
Brought to you by MyRepublic, but what if I downloaded this using another provider?
Well, don't worry. They won't hold it against you. How's that for knowing no limits?
ZM's Fleet, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
All right, one day and then the long weekend is here.
Yay.
Which means...
The long weekend group toot is only 2 hours away. Will it have even an ounce on the goodness
that
was Easter?
So Easter's long weekend group toot was our most successful group toot ever.
Ever on record, ever happening ever.
Maybe you're new to the show, you don't know what the long weekend group toot is. It's when, at 8 o'clock, when traffic is normally crawling, In most towns and cities across the country ahead of the long weekend.
It's a unity factor to bring the country together and help push through that last day before a long weekend. We get people to call in who are familiar with the start of the long weekend group toot. Now, that's what they do when they call into the show. If you hear that at any stage today, even if it's not on the radio, even if it's before the long weekend group toot, you might be unknowingly participating in a warm-up toot.
Yeah, people warm up.
All you have to do is do this back. So when it all rolls together, it sounds like this.
Oh, it's
it couldn't be simpler.
You know what? It's great when it works. The country comes together.
Should we set our expectations low just because I don't know if we can beat 7 in a row?
It's winter now. It's winter.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. I always thought winter would be better. And there's actually parts of the country that are expecting heavy rain.
Yeah,
a good portion of today.
That plays into it too, doesn't it?
Yeah, because if there's a bit of rain, it slows everybody down, which makes for good tooting. But if it's too much,
you can't hear the toots.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, if it doesn't work, Vaughn gets grumpy. And he's got a special surprise today to unveil.
There's a huckery blue towel that I found in the office because I couldn't find the unveiling towel.
Yep.
Just before 8 o'clock this morning, I will tell you and I will show you what is under this towel.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Three headlines. Vaughn and Megan, pick one. Headline one. This is your captain speaking. Does anybody else smell that?
Oh.
Headline two. Man not available to pick up most vodka drunk award. And headline three. Bridesmaid trip starts off kind of like the movie. Those are your three headlines today.
Let's...
One or three for me.
One was the...
This is your captain speaking.
Can you smell that too? Wow, that's sort of like the most terrifying announcement.
Yeah, it is.
And the second one, he's dead, isn't he? The vodka guy,
yeah,
isn't
he?
He
is.
The man who drank the most vodka, he's dead now. That's why he couldn't accept his award.
Yep.
Three then. Three.
Are you doing a bridesmaid trip or anything? Like a bridesmaid's weekend before?
Well, a hen's party.
Like a hen's party?
Yeah, but I don't organise it. They organise it, so
right.
I don't really know what's happening. But yeah,
but if you were going away to like Vegas, like in Bridesmaid, you'd know that you're going to Vegas, right? Or would that be a surprise?
No, you'd have
right? You'd have to have excessively wealthy friends, well, in New Zealand anyway.
Yeah, oh, especially
to buy you
a trip to
Vegas.
Okay, well, we go now to the UK, and an 18 strong hens do.
18 people,
that's right. Getting married was bride-to-be Emma Green. And she, obviously they live in the UK and they decided to go to Mallorca.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Spanish.
Is that Spain?
I believe it's, is it an island? Are you talking M-A-L-L or M-A-J?
Yeah. M-A-L-L.
Okay. Let me look. Keep going.
Oh, I thought
it's
we were just
one of Spain's islands in the Mediterranean.
It is,
yeah,
right,
it's
okay.
Definitely.
So, beautiful place. So, Emma and her hen's party, 18 strong, got on their flight with Jet 2, all wearing the t-shirts that said Emma's Hen's Party 2017 on the front.
Mm-hmm.
On the back, though, bitches on tour. Now, it was these t-shirts that apparently led staff to ask some of the members of the bridal party. The hen's party, to maybe change them.
Okay.
Yeah, they were ignored. Airport staff were ignored. And at that point, the first Emma knew about the inappropriate T-shirts was when they were all asked to get off the flight. That's right. They were kicked off the flight.
Because they had T-shirts that said bitches on them.
Yeah. Bitches on top. Quite large. Like, I'll show you the photo.
Yeah, but, like, they... called themselves bitch.
Okay, but you're on there with your family and your two girls.
They can't read. Yeah. Well, Indy would spell it out. She'd be like, what does that say? I'd be like, I don't worry about it. She'd be like, B-A-T-S-C-H-S.
You'd be like, yeah, it's Bishitchits.
Yeah, Bishitchits.
Yeah,
their family name. Like, we're Smiths, they're Bishitchits. You know, all that.
Yeah, they're a little bit older, though. They're going to know what that says.
I'm not going to be one of those parents that's looking for a reason to be offended.
Right.
Like, if it says, and they say, what does that mean? I'll be like, it's bitches on tour. What does that mean? They're all going away as a group. Why does it say bitches? I said, that's what they've chosen to call themselves on this tour. Well, it's not a nice word. That they're calling themselves that. It's worse when it's coming from someone to someone who doesn't want to be called that.
Yeah. Apparently,
that's a very nice explanation.
Just to add to the story, they're all professional women in their 30s and 40s, and they're all quite upset. Being asked to get off the plane.
Why don't they just put a different top on and put it on later?
Like, I know, yeah. But you've got the t-shirts made, haven't you?
Flying in America is so touchy, you know?
Well, it's not America, it's the UK.
Oh, yeah, true.
But then if we're talking about if that's... It's setting a weird precedent, isn't it, for future flights. Like if somebody got on board and it said Nickelback's Greatest Hits on their T-shirt, yeah, you'd be like, well, actually,
I'm
that's
offended.
Offensive.
Like, yeah,
that's
where do you...
very offensive.
ZM's Fledge, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Porerua. Oh, no, Patoni. Sorry, Porerua, you don't have... Oh, you might have one. I don't know.
They both start with a P, don't
they? Yeah,
I see what you did there.
By the way, just before I go further, Patoni's one of those words I'm not sure. Is that a Māori word or an English word? Because I'm about to go Petone.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, have we just been saying it terribly the whole time?
Yeah, every now and then you learn. Like, I always thought the name... Nairi. We say Nairi. I always thought that was a Māori name.
Okay.
So I'd been giving it a bit more of a Nairi. But it's not Nairi. It's an old English name, Nairi.
So you can't
I've
just
been
say
saying
Nairi.
It right all along.
Well, the Nairi. First, I've just Googled the first,
it feels British.
The first European immigrant settled at Petone, now known as Petone in 1840. So maybe it was called P-I-T-O-N-E.
P-I-T-O-N-E.
Mm.
Petone.
Petone.
One of New Zealand's great mysteries. Anyway, Petone.
They've got a Kmart.
They've got a Kmart. And I don't know why, given that Kmart is also doing online shopping this week.
Yep.
This is something that... You could have expected in the 80s when a new shop came to town.
Yeah.
I don't know if they expected this madness, but there was 5 Portaloos on hand. So maybe they were expecting it. And I can't say that there was some sort of massive 80% off everything, but a Kmart opened in Petone. And I'm just going to alternate. So
right.
Sad English one time. Moldy.
Okay. Right.
Opened yesterday. And there were like lines of people. 250 car parks were taken. 5 Portaloos on hand. 1,000 shoppers at the door. And there was like a mad rush. It was like a Black Friday sale that you see in America.
People were lining up just after midnight for the opening.
Yeah.
Does that really surprise you? Everyone talks about how amazing Kmart
but
is.
But it's not like
it's not going to be.
Like you can go later in the day after work. It's all still going to be there. They've got 1,000 of the same thing. Like, you know what I mean?
But you want to get there first.
But and there's other Kmarts in the Wellington area.
Right. Okay, yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know how they, I don't know what witchcraft, I mean, it's obvious to me that Kmart's using magic because my wife keeps going back and
oh, she loves
it's
it.
Cool
loves
stuff it. And it's not expensive.
I know for a fact they're using magic because do you remember like 5 or 6 years ago when Kmart was on the verge of just being like a ghost town in the malls?
Yeah.
And now it's like the most popular shop in the malls. How did they do it? They made a deal with the devil is how they did it. That's the only explanation I can possibly give. But yeah, 1,000 people lined up. It says here in the story I'm reading that in the wee small hours, 2 people called Nature and Lavish came down and started lining up just after midnight so they could be some of the first in the store. Came out as the bomb, says one of them. Yeah, and it just went crazy and everybody was going bananas for Kmart.
I know people who go drunk shopping at Kmart, like after going out. Because you know how it's open till midnight?
Is it open till midnight every night?
I couldn't trust myself to do that.
I know, because usually you have to set yourself a Kmart limit.
Because when you're sober, you always pick things up and then you're like, I'll just put this on the shelf that it doesn't belong on.
Yeah, you walk around carrying it for a little while and you're like, actually, no, I don't need that.
But everything's like, you know, this is $4, this is $12. You're like, I need all of it. And then suddenly you've spent $85.
I'd get a little Oprah Winfrey on it. Copper basket for me. Copper basket for me. Copper dipped candle, concrete candle holder for me.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
There's been a new study done and it's into who is affecting your relationship the most. You might think mother-in-law maybe. It could be, I don't know, like annoying.
So many people don't like their mother-in-laws. And that's like boys, girls, everybody find them
you
interfering.
Get on really good.
I am so lucky.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky.
You could be like your boyfriend's best mate.
I've personally seen relationships go down the gurgler because...
of best friends.
Of
can't let go of the lads.
Yeah, can't let go of the lads. Or just like that, or one's always hanging around.
Yeah, right.
Like stoner mate that's just like, we should get baked.
Well,
it's like, oh, I've got things to do just a little bit.
This dating and relationship coach has said that it's none of those. It's actually sisters. Big sisters and little sisters. And the
that have that bond.
Yeah.
That are always hanging out.
So it would be the female in the relationship sister then.
This is Caitlin.
Yes.
This is Caitlin, producer Caitlin.
Well, actually, it totally is.
Did
me.
You? So when Whitney started going out, your sister started going out with her partner, her husband now.
Yeah.
Were you like,
Hot
did you
Scott.
Run him
Hot
through
Scott.
The.
Scott. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, did you run him through the ringer? Like, did you test him out?
No, she was like so in love with him. So I was just like, oh, okay. And then I remember we went on a family holiday to Australia and she cried when she left the airport because she was going to miss him. And I was like, oh, okay, this
How
is the real
was
deal.
She?
Oh, like 20.
We've been at movies and you've been with them.
Yeah.
Like third wheeling.
So,
that's
well, this
weird.
Is the thing because she's pregnant and she's having a baby.
Yeah.
And I've told them that I'll move into their house. To like look after the baby. And Whitney's like, oh, you don't need to do that.
That's a nice way of saying, please don't. So it's not really like.
You've got like a job and stuff.
Like, yeah, I know.
In your
but
own
I just
life.
Wanna, yeah, like, this baby's
on maternity
my baby.
Leave. No, it's
their
not.
Relationship,
no, that's,
my relationship.
That's their baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Caitlin. Caitlin, this article is about you. Listen.
Yeah, I know.
Because the thing is, it's not you necessarily being mean to Scott. It's you interfering in their relationship.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I love it when they come around every weekend.
I don't know if they do.
I'm surprised they even had time to do it enough to get a baby. If you.
Because Caitlin's in between them in bed like, hi, guys.
Yeah. That baby was definitely conceived during the hours of 5 a.m. and like... And lunchtime when Caitlin was at work. And not like, what are you guys doing now?
Yeah. Have you ever, like, borrowed money from Whitney?
Maybe.
Oh. Why? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, because it's saying that, like, if financially the sisters can get involved as well, like, because the partner, they have such a close bond that the partner doesn't have a say and gets annoyed when they help the sister out so much in life, including financial assistance.
Oh my
You're
gosh.
You're like really interfering.
Nah, Scott loves me. I can sometimes give him free movie tickets.
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is your article. Call. Yeah.
What do
it's
I
time
do?
For the baby
do I need
bird
to, back
to
off?
Leave the nest?
Maybe if they say it's okay, you don't need to, that means no. So just take that into account.
You've broken my heart.
Oh.
You've actually
okay. They definitely want you around.
Stamped on my heart.
They love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think this is for most sisters, not you though.
Okay. Yeah.
You're always the exception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Spy is next.
We tried our best, Whitney.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
It's the top six.
Top six today is the top six ways you can light your scented candles after Bic has pulled the Miss Bic Flex pink lighter off the market. Now, there was a fair bit of backlash about this because it was saying basically Miss Bic, saying it's for females. It was pink and it was put right beside the blue lighters.
Okay.
Saying this one's for girls. Like, this is for when you light your scented candles, love.
Megan, how do you feel about that, doll?
Why? Well, sweetheart, we don't need a pink lighter. Cool. Like, if I wanted to buy a pink one, I'd just buy a pink one. I don't need it to be like...
But were these weren't your ciggy lighters, were they? These were those barbecue-looking ones,
so you know the barbecue ones that got a straight... This one's got a special curve that goes down to light scented candles, which I think is a genius move because you know how you've kind of got to pick them up and put them on the side to light them with a standard lighter?
Because that's what I've got. I've just got the barbecue one and they're like a dark red kind of colour, aren't they?
Blue. Well, the trouble is, though, like, that sets us on a lot of fronts. Like, what, only women like scented candles?
Yeah.
Also, are we only lighting scented candles? We can light a barbecue. Like, just think about it.
It's very dangerous, isn't it?
And it was $1 more expensive.
Was
Are
it?
You kidding me?
Because that's the thing with I didn't know until I read a story only a few months ago about the difference between men and women's like shavers.
Oh, I wondered where that was going.
Yeah, one's got a penis, one's got a vagina.
For men and women, shavers. No, because it's a female shaver and all of a sudden it's way more expensive. Like, why wouldn't you just...
Is it more expensive? Because men's razors are insanely expensive.
Yeah. That's right, because I was on holiday with my friend Morgan and she had a man shaver, like a face shaver for her legs and stuff. I was like, oh. And
then she was going to say, because if she didn't, you totally know. She wouldn't have told you, but she would have used yours.
No, and she said, no, it's because like you buy the ooh la la female leg shavers with the, and they're way more expensive.
Mm. Yeah, you just buy a guy's one.
What's the one I got at the moment?
I don't know.
It's a shit. It's a watery word. Nah, it's a water. Hydra.
Oh, I've got one of those.
That's good. And my wife loves that on the legs. She's like, can I use that on the legs? I'm like, well, it's been on my face. I don't care, but you knock yourself out.
It's always, why does it need four blades? Just do the last blade as low as the first one and have one blade.
No, I can't wait till we get to eight blades.
No, because I, for a while, because I shaved my whole head every second day, went through using the two blade razors.
Yeah.
And then I got given one of these, so I had a go at it, and it's actually it's way better.
Mm. Okay.
It is way better.
So they've come under fire anyway for these pink lighters.
Yeah. Stupid idea.
But then they do the same for shavers, don't they? So, I don't know.
So now that those are going to be discontinued,
that took them, what, a day of backlash?
Not even.
It went pretty well. Somebody, just some comments from Stuff. No, I'm not going to go too far into them. I've read three and the third one gets real bad. So somebody said, these are actually genius. I don't care what colour they are. That tilt in it is perfect. If they could just re-release those without all the stuff that's causing controversy, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Ron says, I, as a male, have the pink one because it was so much cheaper and better than any other confetti.
Ron has nailed it.
Which
Ron's
is
nailed
great
it.
From Ron. Great. So now,
what's the third comment?
Can you see?
Well,
it
seems women are as sensitive as their delicate little hands. Apparently, why are they having a whinge about?
There's no problem in this
stuff
world,
comments.
Is there?
So the top six other ways to light candles now that you don't have your pink lighter anymore, ladies.
Yep.
Number six. Beehive Safety Matches new pink matches. It's the same great match, just the ends a bit pinker. And by carrying a box of matches, you're saying, yep, I'm prepared just as much as my male counterparts, but now that it's pink, you can go matches on fleek!
Brilliant.
Number five, the top six other ways to light candles are now your new pink flints. Now, flints are those stones you go, get a spark off.
Yep.
The flint says, I am woman, hear me roar. And the pink says, this fire was brought to you by a vagina! Number four on the list, rubbing two pink sticks together because the sticks say, stand back, caveman. Cavewoman got this. And the pink says, but get a sexy photo of me doing this for the gram, okay? Number three on the list of the top six ways to light candles now that you don't have your neat little pink lighter anymore. Using your new pink magnifying glass because concentrating the sun's heat into a tiny spot to cause combustion says, science, butch! But the pink says, suck it! Number two, lighting the candle straight from your pink gas stovetop. Because lighting anything from a gas stovetop says this is the sort of stupid shit men do every day. But the pink says, kitchen goals. And finally, in the top six ways to light candles now that you don't have your little pink lighter with the bendy bit on it anymore, your new pink flamethrower. Because flamethrower says gender equality, but the pink says, yas, queen! That's today's top six.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Now, we just mentioned just moments ago, confeffi, the new word that everybody is using. There have been some great memes. There have been some great uses in the last 24 hours of confeffi, a new word that President Trump accidentally tweeted.
No, it's a code. It's definitely
well, that's
a code.
What Sean Spicer, Melissa McCarthy lookalike, said that a small group of people and the president know exactly what he meant by confeffi.
They're so arrogant that they can't even say, we made a mistake. He can't say, I accidentally tweeted something I shouldn't have.
Nice.
It's every day is just you think, how are they going to top this? How can this get any more absurd?
And then
but it does,
they do every time.
Every day.
Every time.
So, of course, this happened, I think, United States time. It was about midnight he tweeted that. And so when we were on air yesterday, it had kind of been like just starting in the US as well, hadn't
it? Yeah, that had a few hours of it on the news cycle because, yeah, it got tweeted at like midnight Eastern Coast time.
So that gave news readers around the world a whole day of trying to say this new word. And, of course, it's a typo. It's made up. So no, it doesn't really have as an English word in the English language.
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing there's like nothing. It, really, is there? So nobody really knew how to say it. But they certainly did give it a go.
None of us really know how to say this.
I'm gonna go because it's summertime with corn cob. It's very simple. I can understand that.
Kofefe.
Yeah. So people tried.
It's also already spawned memes saying covfefe for her, like it's a new fragrance. Oh. It's a new type of instant coffee. Like,
it's just brilliant, isn't it? Hey, that's the President of the United States, guys. Yeah.
Covfefe, everybody.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Dead Ends, $50,000 Secret Sound, Season 3. Tell me what the secret sound is.
All right, so with all the clothes that are out there.
He's not allowed to touch that.
Surely,
Vaughn, no.
No, I'll
hand that to Megan, please.
There should be another one of
these.
No.
It's the last one. Why? Because you.
I only set off one, there was three. Who set off the other one?
I don't know, but.
There's only one.
No, actually, you're too close. I'll hold it.
No.
There's only one confetti cannon left. Now, surely, Ross Boss, with all the clothes, this has got to go soon.
I really want it. I have plans to leave for the long weekend early today, so if it could go before midday, that would be wonderful.
Right. Now, you've mixed it up a little bit. You're going to roll the dice, and however many numbers come up on the die.
That's how many calls we're going to take.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
You really want to go away from
I really do. I got a child. I got to drive for 3.5 hours.
And then just cover it and be like, oh, it was a six.
Maybe.
What if we get a six? We'll be here all day.
No, we'll just do it real quick.
Okay, go. Two.
Two. Sorry.
All right, so
roll again,
that's great, though.
Let's just check the rules.
James, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, mate. Good. This is the secret sound.
Yeah.
All right. Are you all up with the clothes? Do you think you know what it is?
I think so. I've had a bit of a nosy, and I think I might have an idea.
Okay. Well, $40,000 is all yours if you can tell us what it is.
Is it the lock on a locker? You know, like you get at the supermarket in the staff room, you put your stuff in.
That's what I thought it might be.
But we don't have a locker, though, do we? We don't have locker. We've got locks
like
on the desk,
filing cabinets as well.
We have lockers upstairs at Radio Sport.
And there's lockers downstairs.
There's lockers downstairs in the shower area.
There is too.
So you're talking a lock actually on a locker, not a lock like on a, I don't know, another
a
lock.
Gate.
A gate, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. James.
Yeah, so like, yeah, like a locker, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess it fits all the clues.
Yeah.
But it's not the secret sound.
Oh,
bummer.
Oh, sorry, James.
Cheers.
All right, have a good weekend, mate. Ryan.
G'day.
You're a lucky second.
Sweet.
So, we do it all again. Suspense. Cue the suspense. $40,000. Ryan, what is the ZM secret sound?
I think it might be a office chair, like adjusting it, going up and down.
An office chair. Hit that sound for us.
Like,
I think I kind of get that. You know, when you, they've got those levers underneath and sometimes they click out and then you stand off and it starts going up. But this would be what it sounds like if it just went up and down. Click, click.
Yeah, yeah.
Ross Boss.
Okay.
Very popular online guess.
Right.
You know, there's those Facebook groups of people like sharing information. That's a big one that gets a lot. And it matches almost all the clues, but we're pretty sure Gary's got one in his house, so no, that's not the secret sound. Sorry.
Well, you're not going away early for the long weekend, are you? At least until 8.
Maybe.
Well, he actually has a radio station to run. I don't think if it had been one this hour, he could just be like, well, that's me for the day.
Jackpot! Maybe this will help people get the right answer. What should we jackpot it to?
50.
No, Megan. Right.
What is it now?
It's 40.
50.
We'll pull it back a bit.
45.
You should have said 47.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so bad at negotiating,
guys. 45.
$45,000. Someone please get this. I've got a long weekend. I'd really like to engage
in. Guesses at 8. Yeah.
No, mate. Only goes to 6. It's not a Dungeons and Dragons dice.
Has the right answer been anywhere yet? Am I allowed to ask that question?
Well,
is it out
see
there?
What he says.
Someone. Oh, no. I can't say that.
So, yes.
Yes. The answer has been out
it's
there.
In the abyss.
I just won't tell you how that person
put
informed
it out
there.
Me.
Okay.
Nice. You're not going to tell us by which method it is out there.
Because I don't want them to go, oh.
That was me.
Yeah.
Right.
But
okay,
the correct
definitely,
answer
we are
has
so
been.
Close.
All right, well, thanks to Save My Back and Little Lions No Surprises, another chance to win $45,000 is coming up at 8 o'clock. Also at 8 this morning, the Long Weekend Group 2.
It's going to be so good. I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, God.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
I'm a little bit rusty today, a little bit dusty. Dusty or rusty? Dusty's
dusty.
Where you've been drinking, eh? But rusty's where you're feeling your age.
Yeah.
But you're just musty's, tired. Musty's where you're having a fresh air.
Musty's
a shower.
Yeah,
you've been sitting in the washing basket for a couple of days.
Yeah, you're like, slight musty aroma.
Can I wear this because I haven't washed it yet?
If you're feeling a bit busty, it's because I was actually feeling a bit busty too because my wife put my other jeans through the dryer. And I know.
Wait, you don't.
No, I sometimes
jeans?
Like that.
No, girls really like it because then it snugs back. But guys, it just goes too tight.
Oh, yeah.
Too tight. So I was busty in my jeans. I'm a little rusty, a little bit dusty, but not musty.
Right.
Started at 2:30 this morning, 2:30 a.m. There was a bit of a kerfuffle downstairs, and my wife said, "What's going on down there? I can hear August talking. She's going to wake Indy up." I was like, "I can't hear anything.
Why is she up at 2:30 in the
morning?"
Well,
that's why she's like, "Oh." I said, "I'm going to go check," because I could tell that's what she was getting at. And I was like, "Okay, I'll go check." So I went downstairs and the toilet door was wide open and the light was on and August was standing with no pants on.
Yeah.
She's just like her dad.
And she's like, so the noise was her getting her little like training toilet seat thing onto the toilet.
Okay.
We call it the green froggy
seat.
Is
that so they don't fall in?
Yeah. Right. It makes it smaller and little steps on the front so they can climb up.
Right.
I've used it once. I got stuck. I got stuck. It was fun.
Yeah.
Very cushiony. It was really nice, but I got stuck. And I said, "Are you okay?" She said, there's poos in the toilet. I was like, that's great news. That's the best place for it.
Yeah.
Then I noticed that wasn't the only place it was poos. She's got a bit of an upset stomach. So there's a bit on the floor and the nappy's on the floor because she's got the sleeping nappy and there's a bit on the floor and then the pants.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little bit of a trail.
Oh, God.
So kind of like she got out of it, and I checked, there's none on the carpeted part, but the hard hallway. So she obviously got there and it started falling out of the pants. And
yes,
I'm taking these off. She was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, don't be. It's fine. It's sweet. You've got an upset. It's you got to the toilet. Most of it's in the toilet. That's all good. Let's get a new nappy, give you a wipe down, chuck these probably in the bin, but for the moment in a bucket full of water in the laundry. This is your mother's problem to deal with in the morning.
Yeah.
I said, are you feeling all right? She said, go, but it's a little tummy. I said, well, come up and sleep in our bed.
Oh.
So I'm very generous. So she
too
comes up
generous.
And sleeps in our bed. Takes me a long time to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
Long time to get back to sleep. Then at about 4:15, there's this noise. Dad. And there's spew in our bed. That and I'm up.
Oh, nothing will get you. Did invite a sick child into your bed.
I know, but otherwise she just sort of spewed in her own bed and then like rolled around in it and tried to drag it to the laundry. So it was just kind of isolated.
Yeah.
And nothing. If I got out of bed as quickly every morning when my alarm went off, I'd be here before you guys.
You were early today.
I was early today.
And I was like,
well, it's because I woke up significantly earlier. Yeah.
Your alarm needs to spew on you every morning.
Yeah, if it did, I'd be up and out of bed. And everybody who has kids would know that that's like a tremor before the big earthquake.
Right. Yeah.
I'm looking at her, are you okay? She's like, ugh. So I did what you do. I made a bowl out of my hands and put it under her mouth. And I said to Sade, who by this time was awake because vomit, and I said, pick her up and carry her. And she said, she'll be sick on the floor. I said, I've got my hands as a bowl. As soon as I said that, and my hands, they got so full, I had to like do an on the spot bowl shape change to try to get more volume because a meniscus had formed.
Yeah. Okay.
And
great
so then
Sade
picked her up and I kept it under her mouth and we got into the bathroom and I like into the toilet and then washed my hands and pushed it down the sinkhole. Pretty grim start to the day.
Yeah.
But
that's a great ad for parenting, isn't
It's a better ad for contraception.
Yeah.
Because we planned these, we wanted these, we love these every single day, but that's still pretty gross.
Do I have to do that if I have kids?
You can't kind of just leave them to sort themselves out.
Shut them in their room and wait a couple of days.
Teach them to be very resourceful. Slide some plain toast under the door. But
I can't imagine doing
that's
that.
That's not the first time I've caught spew. I've caught poo as well. It's just something you have to do when you're a parent. And I was thinking, complete the sentence for me this morning, parents. And this is great because people who are about to have kids, this is a warning that this sort of stuff is what you have to expect.
Yep.
And this is a great for teenagers who are playing fast and loose with contraception. That this will be your life well before you want it to be if you don't start taking that stuff seriously. Complete the sentence, you're not a parent until.
It doesn't
have to be the gross stuff because at 4:30 this morning when I was washing spew off all of our bedware in the wash house and putting an early load of hot wash on.
Isn't it lucky that you brought your wife a dryer?
On days like today. On days like today. It's going to be running all day. It literally would have been cheaper to go and use one of the industrial ones at the laundromat. But hey, no, it's important that we don't have to leave the house. When we were cleaning all the sheets and my wife was getting new pajamas for August and we were getting her set up in the spare bed because there's no sheets on the original one, I said to Shada, I was like, we should all get to talk about this at work today. And I think a great thing would be like you complete the sentence, you're not a parent until. And she said, like that time we were dressed up. Got dressed up really nice. We were going out, had a babysitter and everything. Yeah. And Sade came downstairs, looked gorgeous, looked amazing.
Yeah.
And Indy said to her, whew. Oh, she didn't make that noise. She went, whoa, mum's got a big bum.
Oh, no.
And I just looked at her like, we have to leave soon. What you've just said is a guaranteed 35 minutes rethinking what she's wearing. And I was like,
what did you just say?
She's like, mum's got a big bum. I was like,
what did you just say there?
And you could just see the life drain out of So that's another thing they'll do. They can just destroy you. And Sade doesn't have a big bum.
No.
No.
Tiny, tiny, pert little lovely bum. I'll sing that bum's praises. It's a great.
Okay.
I still really like watching it walk from the shower to the undie drawer.
Okay.
Every day. It's not lost anything for me.
Right.
So But they did the power that they have to just destroy you, being it vomiting into your hands and keeping it humble or tearing you down when you think you're looking good.
0800 dials at M9696.
You're not a parent until.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
We are talking about parenting. I've had to deal with poo and spew. And I that was 3 hours ago that was dealt with. So it was an early start. So we want to complete the sentence this morning. You're not a parent until ...
This is great for all those people that are thinking about becoming parents.
Isn't it?
It is.
Hey,
so
Megan.
Great. It's like my friends telling me about pregnancy. It's so great.
This is all the stuff that happens afterwards.
Yeah, good.
This is all the stuff that after the painfulness of carrying around a boulder for an ever-growing boulder for a few months. 9, in fact. Somebody says you're not a parent until your child yells out, "That man is dead!" at a funeral.
Yes. So good.
You're not a parent until you find yourself pulling your fingers at your own children when their back is turned. I haven't got to that yet.
Have you? No, I
haven't. But I can imagine, I see some kids misbehaving to the point where if you're a parent, you'd be like... What? Nothing. Just don't do that again, please, Timothy.
Philly.
Wonderful.
Philly, complete the sentence. You're not a parent until...
You're literally sitting in your child's bedroom all night because you can't put them down because they're teething and screaming. So that's fun.
Oh, how does that sound, Megan?
Sounds so great. Or it sounds like this.
You'd be amazed that once you leave them screaming for a little while, once you do it once, it becomes a lot easier. It's that first time.
Is it actually a thing, or is it frowned upon to rub like whiskey on their gums? Is that a thing or nah?
To give you it's like Bonjela.
Oh, okay.
Now,
yeah, so maybe not the hard liquor, Megan. Thanks, Billy. Gina, you're not a parent until.
Oh, until your husband takes your young son to swimming, and when getting changed in the change room afterwards, your young son shouts out, "Dad, why is your penis so big compared to mine?"
There's a lot of questioning about penises.
He's already got
one. He wants to know.
He's not always like.
You'll grow. It'll. Yeah, but then you're like, it'll grow. Like genetically, I don't know how it works, but I think yours will get.
Thanks, Gina.
That big. You're not a parent until your 4-year-old yells out loudly, "Mom, you need a haircut down there in a packed changing room." You're not a parent until you have to stop mid-action, and they're talking about like adult fun time action.
Okay.
Because you hear your child scream, "What are you doing to Mum?" at the door. You're not a parent until you get a discreetly unmarked package from an adult fun store.
Yeah.
But your teenage daughter insists you open it in front of the family because she doesn't know that these things come in unmarked. So open it in front of everyone. No. We'll open it. Open it, Mum. Everybody wants to see what it is. Open it. I'm going to get everybody in here. I'm going to get everybody to open it. You're not a parent until you've sucked boogers out of your baby's nose because they're struggling to breathe. This is a thing.
No!
This is
going
to get so congested.
That sucker thing. Don't do
that
it.
Sometimes it's not powerful enough because that's what.
Yeah.
We were out. That's disgusting. And I remember it was when we just had one. Child in India was really little and she was super blocked up. And a woman could hear her going, and a woman's like, "You know what you need to do is you form a seal over their nose with your mouth and just go and suck all the boogers out." I was just like, okay, we're in Westfield, love. That's not happening here. Maybe later at night if we can't sleep. You're not a parent until your bathroom has been redecorated in a lovely diarrhea brown.
Oh, that was you last night?
Yeah. You're not a parent until you're at work and your workmate says, "Have you got nits?" And it turns out you do have nits because your kid brought nits home from school. This is a great... Somebody said, "I'm 21 weeks pregnant." You're not really selling this whole parenting thing to me. Oh, this is just a tip of the iceberg. Wait till you find your very own special
edition. The look on Megan's face...
Her eyes are watering.
Yeah, it's like...
You're not a parent until you're at a same-sex wedding and your child loudly says, "Why is that boy wearing a dress?"
Oh, no.
Right.
You're not a parent until you're in the changing rooms and there's a larger lady wearing a thong and your daughter says, "Mom, that fat woman has a wedgie."
No. Why do you get out of these
I don't
situations.
Know.
Have you ever had to deal with any of those kind of comments?
No, like, our girls are pretty good. Like, we've always made a real effort. Like, just thinking of that same-sex wedding one, a real effort in saying that, you know, you can love whoever you want to love regardless. Yep. It doesn't have to be a boy and a girl. It can be a girl
so
and a girl.
So it wouldn't be a surprise.
And when we don't really ever say fat. Like, they are fat, so they don't know that that's a way of describing someone, or, you know, not that it's a, you know.
Yeah.
So, just a bit like that.
Right, all right. Well, that's enough to put someone you said, off, Megan.
Finally,
yeah,
this is all summed up nicely with, you're not a parent until you've hidden in your wardrobe behind your clothes, eating chocolate, crying.
That'll be me.
You need your privacy, you need your chocolate, and you need a good cry. And no better place to do it than the privacy behind your clothes in the wardrobe.
You're listening to the Fleetch, Vaughn & Megan podcast, brought to you by the team at MyRepublic.
Yeah, OneRepublic, with hit songs such as Apologise.
No, it's MyRepublic.
Yeah,
that's OneRepublic.
That's OneRepublic.
So I'm not here to promote the 2007 album Dreaming Out Loud.
No.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I'll just stop this now then.
Okay.
Yeah, MyRepublic have no limits, but I sure do. If you're sick of limits, sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already a great deal.
It's the long weekend.
Oh, so the last time we did this was Easter, and it was our most successful, longest weekend group toot ever.
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 And it's 7 years.
We've been doing this 7 years, every long weekend.
It has never had, I don't think we've ever had seven successful toots, let alone...
Seven in a row.
Yeah, sequential. Mm. In a row. Now, bang, 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 bang.
Megan, you know what it's like when this doesn't work. Vaughn
sulks a little bit.
Spirals into a deep, dark, depressive hole.
You get upset, and that's understandable because there's a lot of hype. It doesn't happen often. It's a special event.
But that's the good thing about the world we live in. You only have to open up a news site, and you see so much bad stuff's happening in the world. People not tooting, not the end of it.
So,
like, Donald Trump's just pulled out of the climate change agreement in France.
So
like,
we're all going to die under a
they're going
water.
Back to coal-powered stuff. So. Yeah. Goodbye, polar bears. That's awful news. So when people can't toot, not the end of the world.
We need to come together as a nation and help each other out. So at 8 o'clock, just after 8 o'clock, we start the long weekend group toot. And if you're new to the show, this is how it works.
Now, tooters are the people that call us. They call and they have to have a rhythmic, a knowledge of rhythm and know this tune. Now, how it's been described before, if you can't, you know, remember how that tune goes, is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, that's all you need to do.
Yep.
Somebody else listening to the show or just fell in the love with a nation coming together as one ahead of the long weekend replies thus. That's all that you have to do. If you hear that toot happening, that first toot, all you have to do is toot back. It doesn't matter if it's on the radio.
They could be practicing during the song.
Exactly. Exactly. Or there could be a slight delay.
Yep.
So you might think, oh, that's not happening right here. And then it happens and it's all go. So as soon as you hear someone tooting in the traffic, all you have to do is toot back. And then this happens.
Oh, and we
and that constitutes one tick.
Now, so that is going to happen at 8 o'clock, the long weekend group tick.
That happened seven times in a row.
Yeah.
Before Easter. The longest of the long weekends.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of wet weather across the country. Up in North Island, heavy rain warnings.
Yep.
For like Auckland, the Coromandel. Like, it is hard in winter as well. It's a lot colder.
Coromandel doesn't have a lot of traffic.
No.
Not worried about the Coromandel.
So
Auckland, I can look out the window from our Auckland studios and see while it has rained and it probably will rain again at the moment, it's a little bit clear.
A little bit of rain's good for traffic to
slows
bank
it
up.
Right down.
I tell you
too
what,
much rain not.
We really get some love from Wellington, Christchurch, Tauranga. We've had good tooters
all
there.
All the major areas which traffic has been short-sighted has led to congestion and thus makes a good place for a long weekend group toot. Now, after the success of Easter, I thought about this and I thought there really needs to be a way to celebrate those people.
Yeah.
The seven people who made that the most successful long weekend group toot ever.
And for future tooters.
Yes. Mm. Yes, yes.
Something
to aspire
for.
To, strive for.
Yep.
Enthusiastically chase after.
Oh, God.
So I got in touch with the show engraver.
Yep.
Alex at Epic Engravers.
Yep.
In New Lynn. Wait, were we paying for it? Okay, cancel that plug. I just sort of do them a solid. Yeah. Probably that's probably a discount now, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
at least a $5.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And I have in front of me, about to be unveiled, the Fletch, Vaughn & Megan Long Weekend Group Toot, honours board.
Oh, wow.
Do you know
what? Honours board.
It's really fancy.
It's nice.
Very fancy.
It's kind of like a perspex sand.
That's black perspex.
Okay, and it's engraved. And what does it say there, Megan? You're on that angle.
Fletch, Bourne and Megan's Long Weekend Group Toot honours board.
Wait, and it's got the nice little columns. Line. Okay, yeah, so if columns, you call us when we do the Long Weekend Group Toot just after 8 and you are part of a successful toot.
Yeah, your name and where it happened goes on the board. So there's going to be a little box drawn up and it will say Queen's Birthday Weekend 2017.
Okay.
Now beside it, it's going to have all the successful members of the Long Weekend Group
you
Toot.
You know that if this doesn't work today, like every other group toot, where it's been a disaster, you are going to be so...
I'm striving. This is. I'm going to tell you what I'm aiming for.
Yeah,
four names on the board.
Oh, it's a big call.
Four names on the board is what I want.
Well, make sure you join us. Practice this toot. And join us after 8.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
Long weekend this weekend. The weather's not looking great around the country. So we came up with a top 10 Netflix shows to binge. This is our list. This includes shows...
Heated debate.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to include maybe a few classics, but there's just too many, like, great new shows.
Yeah, new seasons
new
of shows.
Yeah.
We can include honorary mentions, but this is the list we came up with. And like I said, it does include, you know, ones that have been on there for a while that you should have seen.
I want to see how many people can tick most of these off.
Yeah.
Because I reckon there'd be people that have seen every one of these shows. That's a lot of watching.
If you're paying that $11 a month, you've got to get your money's worth.
Starting with Stranger Things. We all know that's good. You might have heard people talking about it.
Because the second season comes out in October on Halloween, and that's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah, and so if you haven't seen it, it's the perfect time to catch up.
Yeah. Master of None. I think this is the only one on the list I haven't seen. This is a warning.
Season 2 of that's come out. This is Aziz Ansari, who was on Parks and Rec.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He's done various stand-up specials for Netflix as well.
It's really funny. I've seen the first season, and it's his actual parents.
It's really sweet. Yeah, he played like a version of himself, really, going through stuff that he said he's been through. And his actual parents play his parents.
Cute.
And they're great because they're not actors or anything, eh?
No.
They're real fresh and it's funny. Aww. It's so good.
The People versus O.J. Simpson. So this is a documentary on the murder
No, it's not a documentary.
No, it's a,
it's a dramatic reenactment.
Yeah. Sorry, what do they call the American Crime Story?
Yeah.
Non-fiction.
Yeah, but it's a reenactment of the murder trial of O.J. Simpson. And
I still haven't seen it. That's the weird thing about it. It looks so cheesy, like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Ross from Friends. I was like,
I know,
this isn't going to be great. But everybody raves about it.
You do get past it and then you get engrossed. Orange is the New Black. I've only just caught up to this. It'll be a big binge if you've never watched it because we're about to get season 5. But ending of season 4... Can't wait.
Are they 40-minute episodes or hour-long episodes?
40, 45.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, 45-ish. Right. Okay. It's definitely worth it. Kimmy Schmidt, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, I've just started the new season. So if you were ever into 30 Rock, this is the third. Yeah, Tina Fey. This is the third season. It's very funny.
Titus is amazing. Riverdale, again.
I haven't seen this.
Everyone's talking about Riverdale. If you haven't seen it,
do you think I'll like it, though?
This is a great one. I don't want to generalize for everybody, but I found this was a great one to say to my wife, I want to watch this. She's like, but I don't want to watch that. I'm like, oh, well, we've got this thing we can watch two accounts at once. Why don't you watch that? Why don't you give Riverdale a try? And then she watched that.
And you can watch your show.
And I can watch Riverdale.
I think it's like Dawson's Creek meets Gossip Girl. I think it probably is more tended towards
that explains
females.
Why you like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Designated Survivor. Show favorite.
I raved about this from the day this came on Netflix.
No,
and you
I'm
guys
not watching
like,
it. I'm not watching another Keith Sutherland thriller.
And Caitlin, you're hooked on Designated Survivor, aren't you? So are you, Megan.
I've got two episodes left.
Oh,
so good.
And Intern Anya.
Yeah.
Have you watched it, James?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
No, unbelievable.
It's like an easier House
the girls,
of Cards.
The girls are loving it, though, James.
I'm watching
The girls are all loving it.
Because House of Cards gets quite complicated, you know? Just want a bit of drama in the White House as a Designated Survivor. 13 Reasons Why, for obvious reasons.
I mean,
can't recommend that enough.
Yeah, it is. It's a heavy watch for the long weekend.
Heavy watching. Watch it with your teenagers. Watch it with, you know, friends. Make sure everybody's okay. Watch that.
The Keepers. Vaughan.
I finished this last night.
Oh, I've got one app to go.
The great thing about this is that you can watch it, and by the time you get to Sunday, you won't feel like going to church, especially if you're a Catholic. So you can watch more Netflix because you don't have to go to church anymore.
The basis of it.
The new Making a Murderer. It's the new one that everyone's... is new true crime.
Historic sex abuse cases linked with the Catholic Church in Baltimore, but also brings them into the bigger picture.
Because it starts with a nun who's murdered.
Yeah,
that's
unsolved.
How it starts.
Still
unsolved.
A cold case. And these awesome ladies who are in their 60s who went to school with people who were sexually abused. And they are like now 60 and amateur sleuths.
Spoiler alert, one of them has a McDonald's fast food tray rubbish bin in her kitchen.
You know the ones that said thank you? You push the flap on them and it's got the bin in it. And you put the trays on the top.
I saw that last one and I was like, are they at a food court? That's her house. That's so cool.
She's an old lady called Gemma. And I thought Gemma
was
like a
new name. Shardy. She loves a shardy.
Loves a shardy. Scene one, loves a shardy.
I think she loves a ciggy too, but you don't see her puffing those. You just see her lips are all like smoker's lips.
Yeah, she loves it. Bit of Irene off Home and Away vibe.
Yep.
And lastly, number one, House of Cards.
The new season came out 2 days ago?
Yeah.
I haven't started.
I know.
I'm saving this for when I go away on holiday I'm avoiding the internet.
I've heard it's amazing.
If you're not up to the latest season, binge over the weekend. They're long watches and you have to pay attention, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's one of those shows you can't be on your phone miss valuable plot line.
Yeah.
$50,000 Secret Sound Season 3. Tell me what the secret sound is.
All right, we jackpotted at 7 o'clock. $45,000 is the cash up for grabs. Thanks to Save My Bacon, little loans, no surprises. So, first up for a crack at the cash, Billy, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing for the long weekend?
Oh, not too much. Just hanging out with the family. It's my husband's birthday on Sunday.
Have you got his present yet?
No.
Imagine what you could buy with $45,000.
A brand new car.
Quite a decent gift, I think.
Yeah. All right, well, this is the secret sound. For $45,000, what is it?
I think it's an industrial guillotine, one of those ones you use to cut paper and card with.
Oh, do you remember season one, the guillotine? It was right up there with the hole punch.
It sounds to me like that's what it is, yep.
Okay. Ross Boss?
Billy, it sounds definitely like that, but unfortunately that's not the secret sound.
Oh, bugger.
No, sorry, at least you know your prison budget now.
Yeah.
No, that's the problem. You got 45. Where do you stop?
Exactly. You go overboard, don't you?
Yeah, Leanne, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. All right.
Good morning.
No pressure, Leanne, but what is this secret sound for $45,000?
We think it's... lift button.
Who's we? Do you have a syndicate?
Oh, me and my boss.
Okay. So you'll go halves with the boss if you get this right. Okay.
Yep.
Ross, we have a lift here at work.
We do have a lift here at work. Gary definitely doesn't have one at his house. But that's not the secret sound.
Oh, damn.
I was waiting for more suspense.
Savage.
No.
I want this gone and it's just not happening.
All right, so Belle, your next chance at midday, Jason PJ at 4 o'clock and 5 as well. All right, we've got the long weekend group 2 coming up, but it's a Friday tradition ahead of Friday jams.
Flashback Friday.
And it's Megan's pick this week.
There was so much pressure today because it's a long weekend. We want to start it right.
Yep.
And it's difficult.
We want people in their cars in a good mood because we need them tooting soon.
Yeah. So I've gone.
I don't want to heap any additional pressure on sellers, but this better be our hot rocker.
Well, I literally have only just... Oh, there we go. It's only just been put in. Because it went right down to the wire. I had about 4 different picks, but we've gone with 2001 with a song that was number one on the dance charts in the UK. And I don't want to go too much into the chart for this song. It got to number 9 in New Zealand, but I feel like
So we semi-liked it.
Yeah, it's kind of one that you remember and it's grown on you. Let's just go with that. But from a massive dance group, Basement Jacks, it's Romeo for your Friday flashback.
All right, on ZM. Yeah, Vaughn approves.
I'm going to have my Bollywood on.
What was that? You know I wish you'd make your mind up. Because when we're getting on, you're so. You used to be my Romeo. Because you see my dear, I have
Megan's Friday Flashback on ZM Basement. Jack's Romeo Friday Jams as well, kicking off at 9 o'clock.
You'll be pleased, Megan. A lot of good feedback for your flashback. Somebody said this has given me a flashback of another kind. Partying on the island of Ios in Greece.
Oh, okay.
Those are drug and juice flashbacks.
Overwhelmingly positive. A few negative Nellies, but there always is.
Yeah. We don't always have time for any negative Nellies today because we've got some very serious work to do right now.
It's the long weekend.
So we've been doing this for 7 years. The Long Weekend Group 2. Every long weekend, we bring the nation together. Sometimes it's a dismal failure. For example, last Long Weekend Group 2, it was the best one we've ever had. Now, Vaughn, you unveiled an honours board. If you get through and you successfully are part of a completed Long Weekend Group 2, yep, your name and your city, your town, is represented on the honours board for eternity.
For eternity. Now, do you think we put the 7 people from Easter on there? Maybe if it's really bad today, we'll put Easter's people. Yeah, we will posthumously add them to make it look like we had it for a little bit longer so it doesn't, you know, start half.
Maybe you're new to the show now or you need a refresher on how the Long Weekend Group 2 works. So the idea is that if you're driving in the car right now, maybe you're heading away for the long weekend already or you're off to work.
You've got to get through one last day of uni or school or work before the long weekend is upon you. A well-earned long weekend. You've just got to toot. You've got to call us now. I want to take, even before we go to the next song,
yep,
I want to get a couple under the belt. Oh, so if you're a confident, experienced long weekend group tooter, call us now, 0800-ZM. You can text us 9696. Let us know where this is working. And remember, you reply to all of them. It doesn't have to be the one that's been broadcast on the radio. If that's just happening around you, just toot back. It's a community. It's a feel. It's a vibe.
There might be a delay. So you start off as the tooter when you call us with this tune with your horn. And then somebody else listening, and you can do this if you hear this happening, finishes off the toot with two.
Don't wait to see if someone else is going to do it. Just jump in
there.
Do
it. Yep. Multiple replies is fine by us.
So when it works well, this is how it should start.
Yes.
From another car. So
where are we going first? Who's kicking it off?
I think we're going to go to Hamilton. Lucy joins us. You have a brand new car, Lucy.
Oh. Yeah, I do. Well, it's the Pecanam, but new to me.
Okay. Is this your first drive this morning?
It is, yeah. It's a little mini Cooper Sport. So.
What colour? These are great.
It's a blue with, like, race flag stripe wing mirrors.
Oh, cool. Friend. These are great horns in these little minis.
Now,
I want you and the mini. We should put the brand of car.
No, we don't. That doesn't need to be brought into it.
I could say Lucy Mini Hamilton.
Now, Lucy, as always, just a bit of preparation for the long weekend group toot. Make sure your window's down. We need to hear the toot and then put your phone at the window so that we can hear those last two.
Okay, I'm coming up to a red traffic light. This is absolutely ideal.
Okay, what part of Hamilton?
I'm on Tarapa Road.
Okay, all right. When you're ready, Lucy.
Phone out the window so we can hear.
Okay, yeah.
Go.
There was a toot. Did you hear it?
No, we didn't hear it. We didn't hear it.
But they were passing. They tooted. There was a toot.
No, because that's even your phone cut out one of your toots.
Okay, I'll do it again. Okay, I'll do it again.
Okay, oh, my God.
Silence.
No.
There were three people that tooted back.
Just then?
No, seriously, they're tooting. Can you not hear?
We can't hear them.
I think I heard half a toot in that second time we did it.
I was listening intently. I didn't hear a single. I mean, it's hard because the phones cut off silence.
Yeah, I think it's your phone's fault.
Are we going to go with? Are we going to trust Lucy?
I believe Lucy.
How do you know that people are going to lie?
We need to
get on the honors board.
We need to hear it.
I can go again.
I mean, was your phone right out the window of your car?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we're putting out.
I'm at a three-way intersection, so it's the people like on the far right that are turning back.
Try again. I believe you, Lucy.
Okay.
You're on the honours board. Lucy, congratulations of having the esteemed privilege of being the first name on the honours board.
Congratulations.
Lucy Hamilton.
Brilliant. Shall we try Caleb? Good morning, Caleb.
Good morning.
What part of the country are you in today?
At the moment, I'm driving through Mount Roskill from Papakura to Avondale.
Okay, all right. Spots. Okay, hot spots. All right, well, Caleb, no pressure because Lucy's on the honours board, our brand new honours board. When you're ready, take it away.
Can I hear the toot again?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. No. Do you want to hear this toot? He wants to hear how it's done.
No, he can't hear how it's done. This is not the time for practice. Well, put him on hold.
I'll put you on hold. Caitlin, the producer, can go through. Who should we go to? Should we go to Rob? Rob, you're in Papakura.
Yeah, mate, just heading up towards the lights at the moment.
Okay, all right.
Cars up there.
Now, how far off these lights do you reckon you are, Rob?
Oh, probably about 10 seconds.
Okay, okay. Rob. All right, well, as soon as you stop, you say, I'm ready, and you can launch into the tooting.
Nah, sweet as, mate.
All right, cool.
Do you know how the toot goes, Robert?
Of course he does.
Oh, come on.
Caleb come lately.
Caleb, yeah.
Well, I've been listening to you guys for ages.
Okay, you've got a shot, Rob.
All right, just give me another 10 seconds.
Oh, you had 10 seconds, Rob. Come on.
You want me to do the toot or not?
I want you to, Rob. Of course I want you to do it now, Rob.
Bit of sass. I mean, we're already live on the radio.
Here we go. Right up the lights. Here we go.
Oh, that was a great toot, though, Rob.
It was a great toot, Rob.
Such a great toot.
Try it again. Hold up.
Okay.
In the bloody distance, is someone doing it? They're not doing it.
Are you sure? That was a great toot, though,
that
Rob.
That was great tooting from you, Rob.
Don't be disappointed. I mean, you're not getting on the honours board, Rob.
But,
I mean, we're going to hold you up as the pinnacle of tooting.
Yes. Really
well. Now, Vaughan, enough of these North Island shenanigans. Should we head south?
Yes.
Let's Courtney. Go to Courtney in Christchurch. Hi. You're on Morehouse Ave.
Yeah, Morehouse Ave, just by the McDonald's.
All right, when you're ready, Courtney.
Give it to us, Courtney.
Okay, let me wind my window down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Yay!
No, Courtney! No!
But she got a toot! Quickly, because there's someone else tooting back. Courtney?
You did the toot wrong, Courtney.
Oh, did I?
You've got to go one, two, three, four.
Pause.
And then pause.
Caleb and Courtney, people with bloody C words.
Okay, try again. Try again, Courtney.
No, get rid of her. I'm going to play this for Courtney for an example.
Okay, am I doing it again?
Yeah, do it like
Jesus.
That.
Oh, Jesus. I can't even
do it. Oh, you were so close.
No, get rid of her. Get rid of her.
Get rid of her.
Okay, no, she was bringing bad vibes. It was bad juju, guys. It was not good.
We're going to come back next.
She cursed it.
We're going to come back next, and we'll do another round of toots for the long weekend group toot. So give it a practice. If it's working where you are, 0800 dials it in now.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, the podcast.
It's the long weekend group toot.
So I just wonder if maybe, Vaughn, you're being a little bit hard on people with the tooting.
It's not just me. This text message in. The kids and I heard Courtney in Christchurch tooting, but I was about to toot back when my six-year-old put his hand out and said, Mum, don't toot back. She was wrong. We have got this.
I love it.
We're doing this for the leaders of tomorrow, for the children. Listen, okay, today,
do it
they don't
properly.
Need... Yes, we need it properly.
This is how it goes. Somebody else listening...
So far, it's happened once in Hamilton today. Lucy in Hamilton, the only name going on the honours board thus far.
Now, we're going to go to Christchurch because, Vaughn, we had a Christchurch representation, which you weren't,
correct.
It wasn't quite in time.
Courtney didn't know.
Gary, you'd like to represent Christchurch.
I'll give it a go. I'm just pulling up to a red light now on Morehouse Ave.
Yes. Morehouse, okay. Oh, this was where Courtney, the scene of Courtney's disastrous toot moments ago.
Okay, all right. When you're ready, Gary.
Yeah, no, it's not happened. It's not happened.
That was a great toot from Gary.
Fantastic toot. Gary, thanks anyway, mate.
It doesn't make the honours board.
It doesn't make the honours board. Jenna in Wellington, whereabouts are you? Lower Hutt.
Hi, guys. I was the one who did the seventh toot last time.
Oh, thank you for joining us once again with your prowess.
All right. Well, no pressure, Jenna. Whereabouts in Lower Hutt are you?
I'm a bit stuck now because I've driven past my destination to find, like, because I would have been at work already.
Dedication to the toot.
And now I'm just driving the streets of Lower Hutt and I'm going to get in trouble.
Jenna. Well, hey, it's going to be worth it if you get on the honours board, Jenna. Are you near some traffic now or do you need a bit of time?
I'm not in traffic. It's like good driving. This is all kinds of bad, guys.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Jenna. We'll come back to you soon. Let's just pop to the Northwestern Motorway in Auckland. Jackie, good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Can all right. You hear me?
Yeah, yep, we can. Hear you, all right, are you ready for the long weekend group toot?
I am, but the traffic's
been
moving now. I'll give it a go.
Okay, give it a go.
Give it a go, Jackie.
Okay, ready?
Yep. Yeah, no.
Well, the nation's not feeling it.
It's Friday. 8:20 past 8 on a Friday.
It's a great two, though. I think we need to go to Natasha and Lauren, besties. Good morning.
Morning. Is this now, we did
have somebody, but we've had to go. Okay, shall we give it a go?
Okay.
Go. Don't scream at them. That might scare
them. Did you get a toot back?
We did before when we were up. We were getting on the motorway and there was a guy. Oh, wait a second.
Don't abuse people.
Virgin and abuse now.
Yeah, I mean, we don't abuse people on the long weekend. Yay! I like your dedication, Natasha and Lauren.
They wanted so badly to be on the honours board.
Natasha!
Natasha and Lauren, you are the second people on the official long weekend group toot honours board.
Thank you. That's awesome.
God, you guys are so happy.
This is what it's about. This is what it's supposed to be about.
Bringing people together. Brad, Vaughan's hometown of Hamilton, so no pressure.
Good morning. Now that all the amateurs are done, I'll show you guys how it's done.
Oh, there he is. Whereabouts in Hamilton are you?
I am actually sitting on the corner of Mill Street and whatever the next one is, I'm going to turn at the Domino's.
Okay. Oh, yep.
Okay.
Old Domino's corner.
That'll tooth it.
Yeah, okay. That's busy, though.
All right.
I'll check you guys out the sunroof. Hold on.
All right. Oh, sunroof. Yes!
Distance. Confirmation from the producers.
Producer Caitlin, did you hear? You heard a beep there?
I definitely heard a beep. Just at the very end.
Yeah, I heard a beep. Oh, I heard a shadowy beep. Yes. A shadowy beep.
Brad, you're on the honors
welcome
board.
To the honors board.
Wait, I'll do it again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes! Multiple replies.
Okay. Hamilton is moving. Yes. This is where we belong. That's a Hamilton theme song from the 90s. That's two appearances from Hamilton on the honours board.
Brad doesn't get on the honours board twice.
No, just
that's
once.
Just once.
Once.
Yeah. Well, we've got to pay
but
for
it. My name is not even Brad. My name is Chris.
Oh, why are we calling you Brad?
Okay, well, it's just on the system. Okay, Chris.
Lucky you told us this. pre-engraving. Yeah. Always good to know these things, pre-engraving.
It is, isn't it? Now, Vaughan, where do you want to go to next?
Oh, you know what? I really want to give Christchurch another go. Ooh. Go to Ava, because that's my daughter's middle name. I feel very positive about Riccarton Road.
Yes, Riccarton
Ava,
Road.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's do this for the South Island, eh?
We're right outside Westfield at the moment,
down
Riccarton Road.
Okay, that's good. Lots of traffic. Busy.
Yeah. Lots of people getting in there. All right. So you do the toot when you're ready.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one.
Oh, yeah, we
didn't. I didn't hear that.
No.
Did you hear that, producers?
Go again?
Yeah, go again. Get the phone right out.
But we can hear it.
Oh, you can hear a faint.
Well, see, this is a problem now that we've got the honours board, Vaughan.
People could lie to get on.
The honours board. Yes. Busy road.
We can't do it, Vaughan, unless we hear it.
Unless somebody texts in saying they heard it, maybe. Could that be a...
Sort of a confirmation.
Look, I mean, I don't know, Vaughan.
I mean, I just don't feel people would lie about it, wouldn't they? They'd be disappointed. They wouldn't be able to lie through that disappointment of not having a return to
it. We can hear it.
Do you want to give us one more? Get that phone right out there.
One more. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yes! Oh, yes! 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 I
Emma's board. Who's in the car with you?
My mum.
What's her name?
Claire.
Claire.
Ava and Claire.
That's pretty cute.
You are our first South Island people on the Fletch, Vaughan and Megan long weekend group turn honours board.
Now, do you just want to sit here forever, Vaughan, or are you happy to end it here? Do you want to give Jenna? I mean, Jenna was late for work. We could check with Jenna.
Oh, we've got to go back to Jenna. She was lucky last time. She could be lucky last this time.
Yo, it's good timing. Let's do it.
Okay, when you're ready, go for it.
Okay, hold on.
Lower heart.
Hold on. I'm just going to pull into the median here.
Okay, I'll
do it.
A random silver car in the middle outside her hospital. Two. Okay, ready?
Okay. Yeah, no, that hasn't happened, has it?
Punch straight back in with another one, Jenna. Go again. It's like revitalising someone with a defibrillator. If they didn't do it once, turn up the volume. Do it again.
Absolute total letdown. Let's try again.
Okay, go it.
Yeah, no. You're late for work. You better get going, Jenna.
Hey, great tooting.
Yeah,
though.
Great tooting, Jenna. Yeah.
One more.
I'm so deflated. Last time I left like grinning like the Cheshire Cat.
No, I know. That's why I want to leave you grinning like the Cheshire Cat again. One more. Clear.
Let it go, Vaughan. No.
People in the heart, you suck today.
You know why? I don't know. They get a Kmart and it goes to their head.
I'm so upset. I'm so sorry, Jenna.
It's okay.
No, they didn't get the Kmart. Petone got the Kmart. That's why everybody's left the hut to go to Petone to go to the Kmart. That's why there's no turning back.
Hey, at least you know it wasn't on you.
No,
you did everything you could.
You can join the honours board when the long weekend group toot returns for Labour weekend in a few months' time.
I'm giving the nation a round of applause because that's a pretty good effort.
Yeah.
With the brand new leaderboard.
Everybody did really well, apart from Caleb and Courtney, who actually go on the long weekend.
By the way, Caleb has been waiting and apparently has practiced the long weekend group too. Caleb.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm a redeemer. What can I say? I love giving people the chance to redeem themselves.
One more.
We're junkies.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes, Caleb! You stinking little ripper! I knew it! I pushed you hard! I told you couldn't do it! I threw a lot of negativity at you and look at who you've become! You pushed through the outside! You're a great New Zealander and you're on the honours board! Woo! This is going to be a Sunday Montana Night Theatre. Sunday Night Montana Theatre, whatever they call it. I don't know, I'm losing my voice now. You have been redeemed, my friend. Congratulations.
You got a standing ovation from all of us here for
you
that.
You did,
welcome to the honours board.
Brilliant. All right. So what's that? Four on the honours board for the brand new...
Five on the honours board.
Oh, not
it's
bad.
A great long weekend. Enjoy the long weekend, New Zealand.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughan and Megan, the podcast.
Now, before we get to Fact of the Day, guys, we've just had a very successful long weekend group toot.
Yes.
And we installed the new honours board where if you are part of a successful group toot, you get your name on the board.
Correct.
Now, this does mean that if someone claims they did have a successful group toot but we didn't hear it, there could be some controversy.
Because
they miss out on the board. Now, you know, Gary called from Christchurch. He was a great tutor.
He was fantastic.
A fantastic tutor. Listens to the show.
Yeah.
Knew the tune was great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had a Snapchat from someone that says I was on Morehouse Ave when Gary tooted at different lights, only heard him on the radio, and there were five of us that finished it.
Aww.
Five toots back. So I propose a motion that Gary's name goes on the honours board. All in favour. Am I alone here?
We can't do that.
Producer Caitlin?
Anybody want to second that motion?
I do not second it.
No, deny it.
Why do you hate
Gary?
I want to hear the toot on the radio. I want to hear
it
myself.
We have to hear it.
But it's hard with the phones.
I don't care. Get a better phone.
That could just be all Gary's mates saying we tooted.
Mm.
We can't get Gary on the honours board.
It is. Like, I know the Queen's Birthday Honours List comes out this weekend. And, you know, every year I'm surprised that I'm not honoured with something official government. Don't laugh right to my face. Wait till I've left.
Sorry.
And, you know, this is everybody strives to be on the honours board, don't they? So what sort of retrobate message this in? Who are we dealing with?
I don't know. It's just a random Snapchat. Tell me, Pixie Babe.
No.
I'm afraid not.
Just
message, poor Gary.
I'm afraid not, Pixie Babe. I'm afraid not.
No, okay. The rules are we have to hear it on the radio.
Okay. I tried, Gary. I tried.
You did.
So it's Gary.
Well, there'll be another long weekend group toot with, what is it? What's the next one? Labor weekend,
Labor
October.
Labor weekend. It's a little way
a long
away.
Long way away.
We're right. Entering that horrible part of the year where there's a long time.
Okay. It is time. We're entering that horrible period of the year where there's a long time.
Between long weekends.
Right.
Did I not finish that sentence?
No, I just
faded away.
I need to finish. Can I finish now? The work?
No.
Because like, you finish on a high, right? And that was pretty good.
No.
Okay.
All right. It's time for
Fact of the Day.
Today's fact of the day is the Queen has two birthdays because of awful English weather.
Yeah, because this weekend isn't actually her birthday, is it?
No, her birthday, this monarch's April 21st.
Okay.
Go ahead, Megan.
You told us this fact before.
Well, I hope not.
Maybe last Queen's birthday.
Did I? And the one before? I feel like you just tell us it's every Queen's birthday and you're hoping we forget.
Hey.
It's okay.
No, go on. I'll see if it all seems familiar.
Well, but it's maybe because people do say, I think it's kind of well known she's got two birthdays. I don't know why, though.
Well, because of awful English weather.
Okay.
So there is an age-old tradition to celebrate the monarch's official birthday. It was called Trooping the Colour. And that's like a big outdoors, marchy parade situation. Right. But Edward the VII, Edward the VII, who reigned from 1901 to 1910, only 9 years.
Okay.
What a pussy. I don't want to be king anymore. I might die. God, get a grip. He was born in November. And, of course, that is their autumn lead into the British winter. And for the first two of his birthdays, it was cold and drizzly.
Oh.
But this guy's the biggest bitch that's ever sat on the throne.
So, wait. So, if when Queen Elizabeth dies and Camilla Parker Bowles the Queen.
No. Yes.
Would we have to shift Queen's birthday to when her one is?
No. It would stay as the first Monday in June in New Zealand.
Yep.
Every Commonwealth country has a different...
Yeah.
Like Australia's is...
Some another time.
It's around this time of the year.
Okay.
But in the Northern Hemisphere Commonwealth countries... It's in their summer, which is starting to happen now. So that's why it's the first weekend of June. But when Prince Charles becomes king, he'll be one of these 9 years and then die. Easy way out. look at the Queen. She could have died years ago, but she's not. She's sticking to it. She's a hard woman. Hard as nails. His birthday's in November.
Right.
So he will most likely have his birthday then, but have a ceremonial birthday at another time of the year.
Right.
So today's fact of the day is the Queen has two birthdays because of terrible English weather.
Fact of the day! Day.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. The podcast.
Shoes are my obsession. Like handbags, I could give or take. I've actually only got one handbag. And I just love.
You've been good though lately, haven't you? Because didn't Toy Boy get you to put all of your shoes on the ground and then chuck and sell a whole lot?
Yeah, because I've got a shoe cabinet. It's quite big.
Yeah.
And like I couldn't fit them all in the cabinet, so I had to get rid of probably over half of them. I haven't bought shoes for like over 6 months. Been so
apart
good.
From the present you got at Christmas.
I got given two pairs of shoes, so that doesn't count.
That she shouldn't buy those.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
But an amazing new trend has come out, and this is from the States, but I'd say it would be the same here. Men's shoe sales in America will soon surpass women's. That is the trend at the moment.
Wow, okay.
So last year, or in the year just been, $37 billion is what men spent on shoes in America as opposed to 42.
$37 billion.
$37 billion on shoes.
It's a $37 billion industry
just in the States.
Just
in America, yeah. And women, $42 billion, but that is slipping.
Wow,
so
okay.
It's
but
kind
then,
of
I know guys that like collect Nike shoes and they've got to be in the box. And you see people lining up like outside Loaded and stores in Auckland and like Wellington Christchurch when like new Adidas or Yeezys. Nike shoes come out. New Yeezys, people line up overnight on like deck chairs and sleeping bags and stuff. It's crazy.
And this is the trend as well. Like comfy shoes, sneakers and that are now like coming in fashion for girls. So they said girls are now buying shoes like guys. They're buying more comfy shoes, less like stilettos.
Yep.
Because you only wear them occasionally. So you might have one pair of stilettos and you're buying like a whole bunch of sneakers that will last you longer. They're buying shoes like men now.
Mm.
And guys are collecting, like you said, sneakers and stuff because that's fashionable now for them.
That's probably right because I've got heaps of shoes now.
I don't blame guys for that because you wear, you know, jeans and a T-shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
But you can change up your shoes. You can have cool shoes and change them, you know, and that changes up your outfit so much.
Nah.
How many?
I couldn't even tell you. Remember last... I bought boots.
Oh, and you didn't check with us. He didn't check with us,
did he? But I bought boots and then wore them so much because I only buy like one pair of boots and wear them till they're buggered. And so I had three pairs of buggered boots. But then I got them resold and it's given them a new lease on life.
Oh, they still look buggered.
So in the past, say, 6 months, how many pairs of shoes would you have bought?
Three.
Zero.
Three, Fletch.
Yeah.
And I've bought zero. So,
but to be fair, like some of them, like the Roshis, the soles are so awful. Like, they'll wear out after, like,
well,
a few months.
Buy it. Get them resold.
No,
I know,
but that's the reason for the trend as well. They're saying guys traditionally would have worn boots or shoes that were quite hardy and lasted them long time.
And then they wear out and you're like, well, I'll get the newer ones.
But then why are you spending that much money on them to get a number one shoe warehouse? If they're going to wear out just as quickly.
Because they're Nikes.
Just draw a tick on them. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Do you look at other people's shoes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't do that either.
I commented on Fletcher's shoes.
I've bought
the other
more
day.
Axes than I've bought shoes.
Oh,
I bought
my
two
God.
Axes
yeah,
this year.
Okay. I've been trying to get you to buy nice boots for ages.
I've got nice boots. I've got brand new soles in them.
Have you ever owned a pair of Nikes?
Nah.
Actually?
Yeah, you've had running shoes.
Oh, yeah, running shoes.
Yeah, but you don't wear... Yeah.
No, I've never known. I've never ever. I've
Plus,
never.
You're dead now. You're not allowed to be cool. That's a rule.
I know. Yeah, I've got my nice brightly coloured Asics. I turn those up with a good jean, and we go for a walk.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn, and Megan, the podcast.
Last calls, Marsha. We're going to start with you. What's your story for last calls, Marsha?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So basically, I had just started teaching at a Catholic primary school, and one of the teachers invited me along for some birthday drinks.
Okay.
So I said, why not go along? And so, sure enough, we end up at her house, and a lot of other teachers were there, and people were enjoying their drinks, and she was having quite a few drinks, so she's feeling quite happy and a bit confident, and she's quite a prim and proper doll girl, so I wasn't expecting much, but all of a sudden she announced, oh my gosh, everybody, you need to come and see what I got my boyfriend for his birthday. It's amazing, and it's just arrived.
Okay.
So we all went along into her room and we're sitting on the bed. And as I said before, she's quite prim and proper. So I'm thinking she's taking a bit of time in that walk-in wardrobe. How long does it take to find a pair of Argyle socks or a signed Harry Potter book?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, she walks out of the wardrobe wearing a strap-on. And it had spikes and chains. And I was so uncomfortable. And it's a primary school Catholic teacher. And I fell off the bed. I spat my drink all over her. And I was like, that is amazing.
So to confirm, she was on faculty with you. She was also a teacher at a Catholic school.
Yes.
It's always the one she least expects, isn't it?
What did she teach?
New entrance.
And home lessons, apparently.
Oh, my goodness. It was the most awkward experience. And then after that, when we'd be at school at church services, I was just looking at her like thinking of her wearing that and pounding someone.
I like her. She's funny.
I
didn't get that button down fast enough.
No, you really did. No. You were laughing too much.
Yikes. Let's go to Lorena. Lorena, good morning.
Goodness.
Lorena, hi.
Lorena, sorry for that, Lorena, that you had to hear that. One's you least expect, though, isn't it?
Really eye opening. In fact, eye watering sometimes it can be.
Lorena, what's your story for last calls?
Okay, so this was a few years ago. I was getting ready one Saturday morning, put the jug on, turned the iron on, grabbed the newspaper, sat down to read the newspaper, and the phone rang. So reached over and answered it, and next minute I felt this burning sensation on the side of my face.
Okay.
And I had accidentally picked up the hot iron instead of
the receiver.
I was like, why? What's burning? I was like,
oh, your face is burning.
And it left an iron imprint on the side of my face. And with
the dots, the holes.
Seam dots. And I had a hen's night to go out for that night.
Hot damn.
And so every man and his dog was out and was asking me what happened. And I spent the whole night trying to hide the side of my face with my hair or just standing sideways talking to people. But if that wasn't embarrassing enough, a week later we had the wedding to go to, and the master of ceremonies included my incident in his speech, saying, you know, a lot of people made a special effort to be here and to look good. And a guest who shall remain nameless even tried to iron out the wrinkles in her face. And my son, who was 7 at the time, in his loudest voice shouted out, "Oh, Mum, I think they're talking about you."
Subtle. Did that leave a permanent, like, iron print on your face?
It faded after, like, a couple of months.
Oh, my God.
That's a
burn. Yeah,
I know. It could have been way worse.
The irons go pretty hot, don't they?
Yeah.
All right, let's vote. The tribal council for our favourite story.
Wait, I want to vote. No, no, no. Yeah.
Burning your face with an iron is good, but it's not strap-on on a primary school teacher good.
Stop.
Marsha, congratulations. You are going to Ed Sheeran in Dunedin.
Woo!
Still tickets available. They're on sale now for that third Forsyth Barr Stadium show on the 1st of April. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. For more, catch them every morning from 6 and check them out on Facebook. ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. ZM.